Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you of the views that are expressed here, and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bill Sardi, who does support Radio Liberty. But we're going to be talking about a product that's a fascinating product, and it answers a lot of questions that people have wondered about for a long time. And that is, why is it that the French diet, the Southern Mediterranean, the Northern Mediterranean diet, people seem to live much longer than people elsewhere in the world, although they certainly eat a great deal of fats, and certainly they don't do all the things you're supposed to do to stay healthy. So that is a background. Good evening, Bill. Thanks very much for being with us.
Good evening, Dr. Stan, and of course, the radio audience that you're talking to has a lot of other things on their mind besides a product that I helped to formulate and invent and develop. But in that context, maybe we can talk tonight, because I've never seen such a time ever in that I can see in history where things are so tumultuous and so, rather upsetting. And I want to say to the audience tonight that remember that Noah knew that something terrible was coming, and he prepared. And Noah and his family did that, the rest ignored. And I know we all want to have our faith in God. And in fact, maybe it's good that all these false gods in our country are falling right before us. And we certainly as a country deserve the punishment of God for now no longer being a Christian country, but a post-Christian country. So you can see these punishments come down. They're self-inflicted, frankly. We've now become a near godless country. But in all of this, there's something that a fear or an anxiety that gets down deep inside of us, and it freezes us, and we won't do anything. We're afraid to even hear what I'm talking about. And so I want to tell you that Noah and his family faced something, well, pretty terrible, a flood that was going to engulf the entire world, and yet they just knew to do one thing, prepare. That's all that God told them to do. They had some sense of this, just like the animals do, you know, when there are floods and tsunamis and things like this and earthquakes. We notice that animals seem to have some warning ahead of time. And somehow Noah and his family had this same sense of things. And if you're listening to Radio Liberty and you have your ear down on that railroad track, you'll hear at Radio Liberty the rumblings of something that's coming. And, of course, what happens in this next year is going to be rather upsetting as we see things that we relied upon disappear. We probably put more faith in a little piece of green paper called the U.S. dollar than we have in God. It says in God we trust on our currency, and now we know we're going to have to exercise that faith, because this next year is going to be a very trying year for everyone in our country. And I want to make sure that every listener to this ministry of Radio Liberty is prepared, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight.
All right, fine. Well, you go right ahead.
The things that, you know, I have an opportunity with you to share, and Dr. Stan, and so many of your listeners on the phone with me today and expressing gratitude for you being here on the radio. And we know that so many things are going to happen here. So many, well, chain stores are going to go out of business. Looks like most newspapers in the next year are going to go out of business.
Hold that thought, Bill. We'll be back here in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty. Go right ahead, Bill.
And so many other dire things are going to happen. The stock market's not near its bottom food prices are rising, making us rather uncomfortable. I was in the store. I love a little thing called it's Italian endive. It's a little green leafy vegetable, and I love getting that. Usually cost me about $1.79. It's kind of a high-priced item. $4.70 for one little bundle of that. Unbelievable price increases in our store for food. And doctors writing me and calling me and telling me they're ready to abandon practice to just charge cash to patients that the insurance companies don't pay them enough to make a profit anymore. Of course, the unemployment issue is the biggest issue that we're going to face here in the next year as we see more insolvencies in the financial markets, more foreclosures in the real estate market. I'm reading here tonight in my right on my computer screen how the government program called HELP, or HOPE, I guess it was, trying to help homeowners out of their foreclosures hasn't done a thing. It's only bailed out rich bankers. We have seen the greatest fraudulent activity ever, maybe, in the face of mankind, because it's being done where the whole world can watch, as we see the word bailout really shifting debt from the most irresponsible elements of our society, bankers, who've been involved in something called usury, which the Bible forbids, into shifting all their debts and mistakes onto little people that are retirees and pensioners and people, even children, because this debt is per person, whether you're employed or unemployed or retired or whatever you are. This debt has been added, and just to pay the interest is $3,000 a person, $9,000 a household. That's the interest. Just imagine somebody on our collective credit card called the United States credit card, U.S. debt, has put more on there, on the credit card, run it up, and you now have to pay $9,000 a year interest, not just the principal. And that is per household of three people. Now, if you can imagine, you just got burdened with that. You may not understand kind of this fraudulent move as the banks take the money to pay off their debts and, frankly, buy up their competitors who are failing. And it's just terrible fraudulent thing that's going on.
Hold that thought, Bill. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bill is just talking about the high unemployment, and we just heard this evening that either 1 out of every 11 or 1 out of every 12 people in California, 11 or 12 men, are currently unemployed and looking for work. And, of course, Bill is talking about the massive interest payments. The interest payments that are required of an individual now are about $3,000 a year. This interest on the national debt, a family of three would then have an accumulated interest debt requirement that they pay every year. Their proportional share would be about $9,000, just interest on the massive debt that's been accrued. So you pick the story up there, Bill.
Certainly. Why I'm mentioning all these things in light of things that I usually talk about, health, medicine, and so on, is that these are unsettling things, and they're certainly causing people to lose sleep and issues like that. So we're going to have to exercise a level of faith in God that maybe we haven't, we don't even believe is inside of us, and we're just going to have to do it. And we need to prepare in certain ways. I'm reading things everywhere. We've heard all these things from, you know, the antibiotics are failing us now, and we have thousands of American people dying in hospitals needlessly because they say we don't have any antibiotics that'll work against drug-resistant germs. We know that we have some. We know that there are molecules in garlic and oregano and another wonderful molecule called resveratrol, which is what we're going to talk about a little bit tonight, a red wine molecule, that produce no drug resistance and virtually eradicate every bacteria, virus, and fungus. And so you're just not told about those things. I wrote an article in a health publication for the National Health Federation about a cancer cure that was done, studies in Japan, 4 to 7 year complete survival for four different studies published in lung and colon, breast and prostate cancer. 4 to 7 year survival, complete eradication of cancer. Does that little treatment exist today? Can you find it? Does anybody have any impetus to deliver that to the public from the National Cancer Institute? None. What I wrote the article about was to show the world there are cancer cures that no one is going to have a chance to get at because they're not developing them. They're just ignoring them and going on. We have a dysfunctional society today in the United States, and we hear all these things, and they're dismaying. These are dismaying types of news. What can we do to possibly arm ourselves? We see health care now costing, if you can believe this, $7,500 a year for Americans to pay for their health care or health care insurance. That's just unbelievable. We have other countries of the world living longer life expectancies, and yet we spend so much more. And now they're planning to change dramatically our health care system. Everyone, they say, there's consensus and agreement. They're going to bring in universal health care, and before you bang the tambourine on that one, you need to be careful because they're going to bring in regimented medicine, as they are already. The pediatricians will not see your children unless you submit them to the vaccinations that cause the autism, the mercury overload, and the many other health problems that young children have. You're not going to be able to get life insurance unless you submit yourself to worthless statin drugs. The recent Crestor statin drug was just a fraud foisted off on the public. Only 1 out of 120 people would avoid a heart attack taking that pill at the cost of $3 a day. So we see all of this misinformation, all of this fraudulent activity, even the news media involved in it. We can get so confused trying to sort it all out. But we really, universal health care is going to bring out regimented medicine. And you're going to have to follow the protocols of the drug companies who write these things. So it's going to be a horrendous time. And as I noted today on a column online, the National Institutes of Health has just come out with their program, which I call the Inquisition for Vitamins. And that is, they're urging all the public now to confess, or as they said, fess up to your doctor about all the vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplements you're taking. Confess. Am I guilty of something? I mean, they belittle us when we talk to them about the vitamins. They tell us that I'm not going to see you anymore if you don't take these drugs and get away from those vitamins. I mean, these are the very reasons why, and I can see why now, because Americans spend about $40 billion on alternative health care out of their own pocket. And with health care dollars so precious, they want to get us to back off all that. About $12 to $20 billion is spent on vitamin supplements, the rest of it on alternative medicine treatments. They don't want us spending that money. They want to scare us away, and the first thing they're going to do is declare the vitamin supplements unhealthy, unsafe, certainly in the higher doses. They're going to tell you can have vitamins in these little pablum, small doses that don't do any good, and they're going to declare it ineffective, which is what they've been doing with the pseudoscience lately, publishing all these scaremongering stories that vitamin pills could increase your risk of death. And that's just all a sleight of hand in the science that they're reporting. And so we need to find a way out of this. Our healthcare system is going to collapse as well, and, they want to provide a $2,500 of health care to the 40 million Americans or so that don't have health insurance. But a lot of those Americans make enough money to buy insurance. They just don't buy it. Or many of them simply choose to handle their health care in other ways. So the issue is that if we start providing $2,500 for all these uninsured people, what's going to happen is that's a disincentive to all the people who pay for health insurance, so they're going to probably opt out of what they're doing and try to get on the government program and just bring it to a whole collapse as everybody tries to qualify for the free program, by the government, and then it'll just collapse it financially. So what happens now in a universal health care program, you're going to cover everybody. that'll increase what they call demand or utilization. We do not have the primary care doctors, that is, the family doctors, to see this volume of patients. So we don't even have a system that's ready to handle it. They can't possibly handle this. And there are going to be waiting lines like you never saw. If we're going to get sick, we're going to be in real trouble. And I'm just suggesting, I've been doing this for 3 or 4 years, you know, we need a health-at-home program. We need some 10-cent cures. And you need to be armed so you don't feel so vulnerable and certainly anxious about this, as you won't be able to afford your medicines. You can't afford modern health care as it is. And so with all of this, with unemployment and other things coming, my mother-in-law's pension program, which is called CalPERS here in California, likely to get a 30% cut on her pension check as they're taking giant losses in the stock market and so on. So all of these coming, people see rent increases and increases in electric bills and these kind of things. So it all begins to be just way too much for us to even handle. We just need to throw ourselves before God and say, just give me the strength to handle this, God, America, the wonderful country that we grew up in, that had so much to promise and deliver to us, is become a dysfunctional society. And that's because it's walked away from God. You've heard this from Dr. Stan so many times. And our own leaders, reliant in some ways, oddly, in odd spiritual connections. And if you want to listen to the Dr. Stan talking about this here on Radio Liberty, listen carefully and you'll find that our leaders are relying on rather odd things that none of us would ever think of. But listen hard and see if you find it to be true, like Dr. Stan shares it with us. And as you understand what's going on, what are you going to do about this? And you don't want to be one of those deer that's caught in the headlights and just frozen. And one of the tremendous things going on, while all this turmoil is in front of us, there are some wonderful good things happening. And one of them was something that I'm in the middle of, and that's this wonderful resveratrol pill. So a lot of people heard about it in the news in the last week as possibly a help for Alzheimer's disease, and certainly a big help in repairing DNA, they said, to keep our genetic material in place. What in the world is that? Well, if we couldn't afford modern medicine, if we couldn't handle a way of staying healthy and we had to kind of resort down to something, what would we do? Well, we might do what the French do. We could skip the alcohol part of it, and instead of drinking red wine, we could have something called a red wine pill. And what we find is this molecule resveratrol, along with some look-alike molecules called quercetin, and along with vitamin D and so on. These molecules, is another one in rice bran, these all have been combined into a little dietary supplement that I helped formulate called Longevinix. And this little pill activates the immune system, is an anti-inflammatory medicine, in a sense, natural medicine, lowers what we call COX-2 and TNF and CRP. These are all measures of inflammation in the body, thins the blood so you don't need an aspirin tablet, widens the blood vessels so you don't need the blood pressure pills, lowers the cholesterol into healthy ranges, tremendously increases your mental function, and certainly helps you with your stamina, improves your bone strength, builds your muscle tone. How many drugs did we just replace here as I go on with this? What if there was a tremendous discovery in the midst of all this turmoil, one pill that could do all these things instead of many pills? I think we ought to find out about it.
All right, Bill, well, we're going to be back here in just a few minutes with our good friend Bill Sardi, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about the resveratrol pill. It really is amazing because it acts certainly as a switch. It can actually switch on genes. It can switch off genes, and that is really the very essence of how our body works. We'll be back in just a moment. Bill, go right ahead.
You know, it's been said, you know, as we face a future in our country, I see kind of the constitution that we grew up with being forgotten or tossed aside.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com.
To be really much more successful than just regular resveratrol, because it has quercetin and it has IP6 and it has vitamin D in it. That seems, for some reason or other, that it really is much more effective. So anyway, Bill is simply talking about how they've been able to encapsulate this so it is stable, you know, and ordinarily resveratrol becomes deactivated if it's exposed to oxygen or to air, but by encapsulating it and putting it in capsules, why, apparently, it maintains its effectiveness. Is that right, Bill?
It does. And, you know, the wine of the ancients was maybe 30 or 40 times more resveratrol than the glasses of wine we drink today. So, and some of it had to do with this preservation, these old ways of making wine. So what we did is to try to capture all that, and then we took this to the test We took mice, and of course, to give you a little background, the human genome was mapped around the year 2000. They found out humans only had 30,000 genes, about the same number they find in mice. The mice have genes in about the same position and function as humans, so it's worthy of a study. So they took mice and put them on a calorie-restricted diet, something that's known to make animals live far longer. You cut the calories of any animal in half, and it'll double its lifespan. And then we compared that calorie-restricted diet group against a group getting a regular lab diet with plain resveratrol and then a regular lab diet with Longevinix. Well, the number of genes that were significantly altered by a restricted calorie diet were about 198, and the ones that were activated by resveratrol only was 225 genes, and the amount of genes activated by Longevinix was 1,711 genes, nine times more longevity genes than before. You want to read the New York Times this week. They're talking about a drug that a drug company is trying to develop. It's a resveratrol-like drug. They talk about it, and something that would activate more genes. We proved that we already did this with Longevinix. The New York Times will not report what I'm telling you here. They have our press kit on their desk. Scientists have called them. We've talked to CNN. We've talked to the Washington Post. We've talked to the Wall Street Journal. I am being blackballed. The Longevinix pill is being blackballed in modern medicine, and they will refuse to talk about this, even though they're extolling the prospect of a pill that might do this. It doesn't even exist yet. We have it, proved it in an animal study. They won't even report it. So it's kind of interesting. We hired some researchers at a major university. They discovered all this for us, wrote the paper, and then decided to compete against Longevinix and skip the country so they didn't have to talk to the news media about our pill. So kind of an interesting development. We were scheduled for a study at the University of Wisconsin in a pilot study to see if Longevinix would help people with Alzheimer's disease. A major drug company came in, interfered with that, offered the university more money, and got them to throw out the Longevinix pill from being studied. So this is the kind of thing that's going on as they work as hard as they can to block what we call nutraceuticals or dietary supplements from getting to the people that are very low cost and very little side effect, if at all, and it would help people. Now, the whole idea here is that the biotech drug industry, California spent billions of dollars trying to lure the biotech drug industry here. What is that? The biotech drug industry is all about genes. They have 4,000 patents over genes. How do you patent something that nature made, that God made? Well, that's what they're trying to do, and they've patented the proteins that genes make. Genes are protein-making machinery. And so they want to take those gene-derived proteins and then match them up with diseases. The problem is there's no disease that's affected by just one gene. There isn't a disease for diabetes or heart disease or cancer. There's many genes. They're called gene networks. Would you call 1,711 genes activated by Longevinix? Would that sound more like a network to you? So this, we find that the entire $73 billion biotech drug industry is headed for a dead-end street. It can't cure anything. And where we're headed is a wonderful thing that would put the entire pharmaceutical industry out of business. You wouldn't need the blood thinners, high blood pressure pills. You wouldn't need the diabetic pills. And so on. Just, we go on. We would need the antibiotics, and the list is endless. Anti-inflammatory pain pills, antidepressants, none of those, as resveratrol activates this wide number of genes, more in Longevinix than plain resveratrol. That's the miracle that actually probably our patriarchs, who lived 900 years, they probably tapped into this same genomic response.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, there's Dr. Stan. Bill, you go right ahead.
Certainly, as we might want to understand before we leave this planet in the service of God and our families and all of our priorities here on Earth, that wouldn't it be nice to know why we get old, that we don't have to shake a fist at God? Why do I get old, God? And even those sentiments were expressed in the Bible by some. And certainly we now know why we age. If you want to go to the Longevinex website, L-O-N-G, long, like long life, L-O-N-G-E-V-I-N-E-X, the vine in the middle, like from grapes, longevinex.com, and you will see a new 8-minute movie all about why humans age. And it's simple. There's no biological aging in the first 18 years of our lives or so as we're growing. Because as we're growing, all the minerals that come into our body, the iron is going to make red blood cells, the copper going to make collagen, the calcium going to make new bones. So there's very little change. There's no change at all or aging changes in the cells of our body under looking under a microscope. As long as we're growing, but as soon as growth stops, is we've been having birthdays, that's all up to that point. That's when aging starts, first in the men, and they begin to accumulate iron and calcium and copper. They calcify and rust, and so the women later, because the women are protected by God, being the baby carriers, and of course, therefore, they menstruate, they're anemic, they lose iron once a month. The calcium is held in their bones by the estrogen donated to their babies in offspring. And so what happens is the women don't begin to rust and calcify as early as the males do. By age 40, men have double the calcium, or double the iron, four times as much calcium as an equally aged 40-year-old male, and men have double the rate of cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. So this explains why we age. We gradually accumulate these minerals. What Longevinex is a mineral chelating or controlling or removing pill. It has molecules. Resveratrol is a copper chelator. The rice bran chelates all of the deleterious minerals, not only heavy metals like mercury, lead, cadmium, but also things like iron and copper and manganese that build up too much. We need those, but we've been accumulating them. So by age 40, we probably, a male has 3,500 excess milligrams of iron, a couple of hundred milligrams.
Hold that right there, Bill. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, our guest this evening is Bill Sardi. And Bill, before we go on, would you like to get your website up? Would you like to get your telephone number out so people can learn more about Longevinex if they're interested?
They can learn about it at longevinex.com. You can read The Theory of Aging. You can see the movie that's there, a little 8-minute movie. You can check out all the questions and answers. You can get a hold of me through that website or call 866-405-4000 to get questions to me. They'll give you my phone number or to place orders, of course, and there's a special offer only for Dr. Stan's listeners. You have to mention it, but if you want to buy 10 boxes of Longevinex. There's a special online. You can buy 3 boxes, get 1 free. If you would like to buy at the wholesale level, you have to buy a little more. But if you want to buy 10 boxes and you mention Dr. Stan's name, you'll get the wholesale price, which is 50% off or of the suggested retail. And nobody else gets it but Dr. Stan's patients. So we just want to make you aware of that. 866 405-4000. Make sure you're convinced first before you part with any of your money. But we are trying to educate you and help you learn about this wonderful thing. Now, Longevinex isn't for children, and no more than wine is. It isn't for pregnant moms that are still fertile and so on, because they have an anti-aging pill by virtue of them having their monthly cycle and so on. But as women approach menopause or have an early hysterectomy, then they too will begin to rust and calcify. This explains aging. The molecules in Longevinex, they chelate, the resveratrol chelates copper, the rice bran chelates all the other minerals. These are in excess. It doesn't take iron away from your red blood cells or calcium out of your bones. The quercetin controls iron. The vitamin D is an immune booster controlling these minerals, particularly calcium. So I've made it very clear that calcium is the cause of heart disease, not cholesterol, which is an entire ruse hoisted off on the American public. So here's a pill that's one for all. That is, one pill for all health challenges and problems. We can't say it cures diseases. We can say it's good for your health, whether it's liver health, brain health, you name it, good for your bones, good for your eyes, and so on. So what we did to prove that it works, we took a man that was 80 years old, and we took a picture of his retina where there were little aging pigments there called lipofuscin, and we were able to see that, give this man the Longevinix 4 months later, 5 months later, his vision improved in five different parameters of measurement, that is, side vision, color vision, visual acuity, night vision, contrast vision. And so all those improvements came about, but it correlated with the disappearance of little aging spots in the back of his retina, which we know are the things that causes aging. So we were able to prove this in principle. And, of course, this might even be something that would help age-related retinal disease. But we can't say it cures any diseases today. We can say it's good for promoting health of the eyes, the brain, the bones, your circulation, your liver, your heart, and so on. And what's very interesting, a study coming out of University of Connecticut, you don't want super high doses. You want about the range of 3 to 5 glasses of the same molecules or similar molecules. About 180 to 300 milligrams of what they call polyphenolic molecules are in 3 to 5 glasses of wine. That's what you want. If you go much higher, doctors from the University of Connecticut reporting mega doses sold by many, irresponsibly by many resveratrol pill makers, can actually, if you had a heart attack, make it worse, and you'd have a worse heart attack. So there's reasons for this, and the mega dose resveratrol pill makers are really quite irresponsible in this regard. So I don't want to scare you away from the pills. I just want to tell you we've carefully calculated the dose, and we know what's safe for people. And that's what you're going to get in Longevinix. And this is all, of course, made under good manufacturing practices to your good assurance that it's good for you. And thousands of people take it. And the common things that people experience taking Longevinix, faster hair growth. Lots of people, their gray hair turns dark. Didn't work for me, but has for many others. Tremendous stamina. Certainly aging spots disappear on the skin. Viagra effects. For men, disappearance of toenail funguses, better circulation, and so on. You know, they did a wonderful experiment with animals, and they gave them resveratrol, and then they induced a heart attack intentionally, which is to cut supply of the blood through the 4 coronary arteries to the heart. And then they reversed that and let the blood flow again, reperfuse, as they call it, into the heart, and then they looked at the amount of injury to the heart in animals that had been fed resveratrol before the heart attack, and there was almost no damage at all versus massive damage in the untreated animals. And it has to do with preconditioning the heart to make a little molecule, an enzyme called heme oxygenase, that protects the heart once you have a heart attack, but it switches on the ability, the gene, to make that molecule called heme oxygenase before you have the heart attack, meaning you're preconditioned or pre-protected against damage to your heart if you should have a heart attack. Now, isn't that a miracle? Have you heard about this before, that you could have a heart attack and not have the damage to your heart? That's what a miracle this is all about. It all works. We try to explain it by chelating or removing the excess minerals that have accumulated in your body over the years. Therefore, you can turn back, potentially, the clock hands of biological time and be young again, as they say. And this is what's actually happening. And we proved it, actually, in a human study with one man. We're going to follow up with that study and do a few more subjects. But what we're trying to give you is really a story that began with the Bible, and talking about longevity. There's no greater story about longevity and wonderful health then the Bible, we see that Moses fasted for 40 days and nights at the age of 80, cleaned his system out. He literally was chelating or getting the minerals, excess minerals, out of his body at age 80 just by not eating. And therefore, he cleansed himself of all those things. And then, it brought about profound mental clarity for him. He wrote the Ten Commandments at that time at the age of 80, if you can imagine. So same things are happening for us. We hear people tell us all the time, I just can't believe the mental clarity and focus. So all of this is just tapping in to the biblical story about longevity. And, of course, all of us, I'm 63. I have a little 4-year-old boy as my first child. And I realize, wait a minute, Bill. You've got to be around for 20 years to be in this boy's life, and I've got to live to past age 80 to do that. Well, maybe I'll make it to 80, maybe, but I certainly don't want to be a burden to my son. And I think that's the big thing for all of us. As we get older, we don't want to be older. We don't want to be more years in senility and wheelchairs and debilitated. The promise of something like this is that we would have to increase our health span, not only our lifespan, that we would live, you know, with greater quality of life as well as the quantity of life. And people have asked me, but Bill, are we interfering with God's timing? What does God want for us? And I can only say, he wants us to serve him more years. That's all I know. And he's, of course, in great health, so we can do that. And certainly so we're not a burden on our families and so on. And I know there are going to be trials and tribulations in the coming year. I would advise everyone listening to this program tonight, dig up, make a list of dietary supplements, things that you need, vitamin C, garlic, and these kind of things for infections.
Right? Don't forget the vitamin D.
Absolutely, the vitamin D, and maybe you might want to put Longevinex on that list and buy a year's supply before this terrible inflation hits us, because you see what they're doing now is printing. Understand now, the national debt was $10.6 trillion. The very next day, it had been increased another $7.4 trillion in one day. When you take that much money and dilute the value of existing dollars, you're going to have tremendous inflation. It's not like this hasn't been done in other countries. Japan, you go there to Tokyo, you pay $12 for a hamburger. It's going to cost us $12 to buy a fast food hamburger. It's going to cost us $5 or $6 for a box of cereal. And so on. So my suggestion, the most important thing you could do in the next year, arm yourselves, because the last thing you can do, whether you're out of a job or whatever is facing, you can't afford to be unhealthy. You can't afford to be ill. And when you base it all, start with vitamin D. It's in the Longevinex pill as well. But take and make a core group of supplements. You multivitamins, fish oils, garlics, things like Longevinex. Those kinds of things, magnesium's another wonderful one. Make sure you get some folic acid, it's a B vitamin. And make your short list that you can still afford, and then make sure, look, you're going to be trying to pinch pennies. Why don't you just buy it all before and get out of this for the next year while we see this vice tighten on the American economy and things kind of go haywire for a while. And I want to make sure your home is a haven. I want to make sure that you're holding on to your Bible. You've got your stuff to stay healthy. You don't have to run to the doctor all the time. And the worst possible scenario is you both get sick and lose your job. And so you don't want those things to happen. Learn these new wonderful miracles about staying healthy. The vitamin D happens to work many times better when it's combined with resveratrol. It helps activate something called the vitamin D cell receptor so that vitamin D gets inside of cells and works better. They're noting today in the news that young women who are pregnant, if they get at least 2,000 units of vitamin D, they'll make an antibiotic, natural antibiotic, in their own body, and it will cure all infections. And I mean, what? We don't have to take antibiotics anymore? Maybe not vaccines anymore, if we learn about vitamin D. So that's why we put vitamin D in the Longevinex. You may want to take a little more. But there's some wonderful miracle things happening they mapped this wonderful genome and discovered the way God made us. They found out what it was, but godlessly they're turning their hearts away from God, and God doesn't get any credit for this, and they're trying to re-engineer all this. All we need to do is take the natural molecules God put here. God was providing them to us, and we were always activating our genes in a healthy way when we were consuming these things, and they're found in grapes and berries and cherries and whole grains and things like that. That's all what is in the Longevinex capsule, so that you can live a long and healthy life, first in the service of God, second in your priority to certainly serve your family and then what other endeavors you may have. So as we arrange our priorities and try to understand how to get prepared for this giant tsunami, just like Noah and his family prepared for it. In this next year, there are going to be more home foreclosures than there were in the last year. This first year, we got what they called the subprime, but the Alt-A mortgages are going to collapse. These are the ones called the liar's loans, the ones where the people didn't give any economic information about their personal incomes and so on. There's going to be more of those than there have been in the last year, and they've already counted these. The government knows what's coming. They're talking about food riots. They're talking about runs on the banks. They're talking about massive unemployment. Say, wouldn't it be nice to be prepared? I mean, you know, for all of us, it just sounds terrible to deliver this news because you're going to be anxious about it. But for a lot of people, you know, and I know we want to wear our faith on, you know, and know that we have faith in God, but God wants us. You know, there's a little bit, even Jesus talked about this, is not to put, you know, God to the test, and that is, well, God will come through for me. Well, you know, our faith in God is not a menu. We pick it and order God around. That's called, you know, making God a cosmic bellboy for us. Yes, we want to be faithful in God, but at the same time, even Jesus warned, don't put God to the test. Well, I'm going to see if God will come through and serve. You know, help me survive in this next year. Well, he will, but like Noah, you are now getting delivered the information that Noah had. And now what you need to do is be faithful and prepare, just like Noah did. Don't get caught in, you know, a lot of people, you know, there's so much anxiety in this, they'd rather just avoid it, just like they didn't hear what I said tonight. If we can just get past that, and know that, look, there's some little things we can stick in our cupboard. If I've only got $20 or $50, and there's some things I can do to prepare to stay healthy in the next year, because that's going to be the big thing. Just get a little food and some way to stay healthy, a few medicines so I don't have to go run to the doctor and all the time. And as we weather through this thing, and, you know, actually I've seen some people go through some pretty terrible things, Christians even being jailed without cause and so on. You know, it's interesting. God promises to see us through these things, not out of them. And that's what's going to happen to us in the next year. We're not going to be taken out of here unless Jesus is coming. So what's going to happen is we're going to be here. And if we're going to be here until God comes, then why we have this certainly better to be prepared. So just like Noah was. So we need to not be frozen in our anxiety. You know, just a lot of people would rather not hear it, and so they're worried about their own jobs and things. I can only tell you, if you have a home and you're going to lose it in this foreclosure thing, you've been doing business with really fraudulent people, these bankers and mortgage brokers and things, and you probably really have a fraudulent contract there. And it's called usury in the Bible, and you need to weather this out and write a letter to your banker or mortgage holder and tell them that the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, said, you are to renegotiate with me, so I'm ready to renegotiate my mortgage. Don't let them throw you out of your house. And the second thing is, they're not going to kick you out anyway for 2 years because they don't want you on the books as a foreclosed home. So you need to be a little bit like you're playing a game of poker and be a little close with your cards and just wait this thing out until, you know, the employment comes back and other things, as Americans use their ingenuity, their creativeness to get around this. You know, we have a wonderful technology coming to this country. You can't believe it. and it's called electric power line technology. You know, 30% of the energy that all of our power stations make is lost in transmission on electric lines. There's a new electric line coming here to the United States. It will only cost $50 billion to put in, and it will cut our dependence on oil by 50%.
Bill, we're just about out of time. Why don't you give your telephone number out just one more time?
We need to stick around for the good things. Let the bad things pass by. Longevinix is one of the good things. 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000, or longevinix.com on the Internet. Thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me on the show.
All right, you hang on. We've got just about a couple of minutes before I let you go.
Okay.
Well, Bill, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
I was talking about wonderful things ahead, not only wonderful new medicines and natural medicines like Longevinix and wonderful.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt, that nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights.
Well, I'll be 80. It's got to come next February, and they're still pretty spry. Under any circumstances, this is the time I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there in the listening audience and you agree with me that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, it's as easy as picking up your telephone and calling 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we really are under attack, not from without, but from within today. And then, of course, we want to mention one thing we have, we've been carrying recently, and that is the series of talks, actually the sermons given by Billy Crone, Pastor Billy Crone, we've had on many times, and we will have him on again. And it's called The Final Countdown, and there are 10 DVDs, five in each of the two packets. And Barbara and I have watched them all, and Sydney, we've watched many of his others. We'll be carrying those as well. But they have a lot of video clips in them. And if it were just a sermon, why, people would get bored. But it's not just a sermon. It's the Bible scriptures, but even more, the video clips, which tend to verify what Pastor Crone says. So if you'd like to get them, you may want to just get one, or you could get both of them together at a decreased price. We think that's excellent. It's called the Bible Countdown Part 1 and Part 2, and each one contains five DVDs. Want to mention the book we're carrying now, Galileo's Lawyer by Richard Daffy. It's the story of a lawyer who defends people who are being persecuted and prosecuted because they're trying to use alternative methods of help. We actually have the syllabus on the oil deception. It goes along with the talk I gave at the last conference, Radio Liberty Conference, on the 26th of October. And incidentally, all of those CDs are available today. You can get them as a set or individually. And if you want to hear about the oil deception, that goes with the syllabus we have, why we recommend it. And we've just put together a little pamphlet on the oil deception as well. And then, of course, we carry a book called Things We Couldn't Say by Diet Eman. She was actually in Holland at the time of the Holocaust. She was not Jewish, but she and her friends actually helped the Jewish people who were being persecuted. And then, of course, we have the information on the USS Liberty, a great four-tape set. The true story of what happened when the USS Liberty, which was an intelligence gathering ship, was attacked by a squadron of unmarked Jewish planes, Israel planes, and Israeli torpedo boats. But there was an agreement between the leaders of Israel at that time, and of course our own leaders, to kill the people on the Liberty so that we could justify an attack on Egypt, because that's how things are done. You have to have an excuse to go to war. We had to have an excuse to go to the Spanish-American War. It was the sinking of the Maine, only it didn't happen the way we were told. We had to have an excuse to get into the First World War. That was the sinking of the Lusitania, only it wasn't the way we were told. We had to have an excuse to get into the Vietnam War. That was the Gulf of Tonkin incident. But, of course, it didn't occur. And all those people died in Vietnam for absolutely nothing. You need, of course, to understand the Liberty. And we have a four-tape set. We have a syllabus. We have one DVD and one video. And, of course, you can get them separately or together as the USS Liberty special. And then, of course, we have some wonderful music by Newell Oler. I mean, Christmas gifts, these are CDs, they're inexpensive, but wonderful and restful music, and certainly we recommend all of the CDs. Of course, what do you get for the person for Christmas who has everything? And that you could get them a Sanjian shortwave radio, which we carry, and well, there's so many other things we have, but we suggest if you'd like a catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. Our number 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we would be glad to send you a free newsletter if you give us a call. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But we also ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and and bringing of the news behind the news, the story by the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring, and I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ralph Epperson, who I've known for an awful long time, at least 20 years or more, and Sir Ralph is one of those people, I think, who's been called to actually spend his life trying to educate people about Masonry, and he's certainly one of the leading experts on the Masonic movement. Now, people say, well, why is the Masonic movement important? I have to know. I know a lot of Masons. They're good people, and certainly Masons are good people as a whole. But most Masons do not understand Masonry or the significance of the oath that they have sworn to search for the light. And what is the light? The light, of course, is the reign of Lucifer in their lives, and that is the guiding force. And, of course, unless Masons renounce the oath that they've sworn, even though they don't understand them, why, of course, they are going to spend eternity in hell. In fact, if you read Masonic lore or you talk to Masons, they will tell you that when they die, they stand before the great white throne of judgment. Now, that really sounds very, very impressive, great white throne of judgment. They don't understand because they spend all their time reading Masonic books, which never tell them the truth. But the great white throne of judgment, if you read the Bible, is the judgment of the damned. And they're looking forward to standing before the great white throne of judgment. And there's so much that Masons need to know, and they're never going to learn it if we don't help them. Many of them have come out of Masonry, are frightened to death. I've invited them to come onto our programs, and very rarely will I find a Mason who has come to realize what this is all about, who would ever come forward because, of course, of the oaths they've sworn. Those terrible oaths, acknowledging that they will be killed if they ever reveal what they've learned. Ralph Epperson, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Stan. You're very kind to invite me, as usual. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I think that certainly Masonry has a tremendous influence on our government. The people are working at the highest level. They're in the Senate. They're in the House of Representatives. 5 of the last 12 presidents have been Masons. One of them, of course, was an honorary 33rd degree Mason. He received that honor in the Oval Office at the White House. But the other 4 had actually gone up through the ranks to become Master Masons and above. And one was a 32nd degree Mason, and one was a 33rd degree Mason. And then there was another president who was a de Molay, and when he was impeached by the House of Representatives, all of the Republicans who were Masons joined across the aisle and joined the Democrats in opposing an effort to impeach a man named William Jefferson Clinton because, of course, he was a high-ranking de Molay, part of the childhood the youth branch of the International Masonic Movement. So, Ralph, you've been studying it for a long period of time. What's your analysis?
Well, I agree with everything you said so far with maybe one, I won't say a condition, I just want to discuss this, that Ronald Reagan was the president, became an honorary 33rd, and I thought that meant, well, he's just a piece of paper, but I after thinking about it for a while, I'm not so sure that's true. The 33rd degree is honorary, so it sounds to me like he went through the entire 33rd degree ritual to become an honorary 33rd. Everybody that becomes a 33rd is an honorary 33rd.
All right. Well, that's a good point. Of course, Ralph is one of the few people who knows a lot more about Masonry than I do. Well, I suspect there are a lot of other people out there who do, but at least I have a superficial knowledge of this. And you have to understand, why would Ronald Reagan, of course, become a 33rd degree Mason? Why would he have written to Mason saying, Brother Mason, or Brother this, Brother that, acknowledging their influence over his outlook from the Lodge? Well, go right ahead, Ralph. Certainly, as you analyze this, what about the influence of masonry on our court? Because this is certainly something that really bothers me. Certainly, masons swear an oath, you know, that they will never, you know, certainly convict or, you know, do anything to harm the fellow mason, except, of course, as far as murder and treason. And after a certain degree in masonry, even murder and treason are excluded. And so, really, of course, if you have somebody who's a mason who's committed a terrible crime, they just aren't prosecuted for it. In fact, wasn't that the case with that one fellow? What was it? Adela Beckwith? He was actually had actually I think he'd killed a black man, and yet they couldn't get a jury in the South to convict him because he was a mason.
Well, yeah, we don't know explicitly. There are clues that he's a mason. Do it that way, Duck Stan. When he had been tried three times before, and there was a retired policeman that certified that he was up north like 120 miles away, and he saw him at a gas station at 11 o'clock when the black man was shot in the town 120 miles south. So during that particular day, in the movie at least, Dale Beckwith wears a bright red blazer with a little bitty pin that's probably, I guess, half inch maybe, and every once in a while it kind of shines in the lights of the courtroom. So you don't, and even when I got close, I paused to try to find out if I could see what it was, and I couldn't. But anyway, when the policeman comes in, he's also wearing a red blazer. It's not the same color as Dale Beckwith, but, and the implication is that they're both members of the Shriners, which wear a red fez. Now, they didn't have their fez on, but they use those codes and symbols and wear clothing, etc., rings, jewelry, as a way of identifying themselves to other Masons. So I have a feeling that Dale Beckwith was a Mason, and the policeman who certified that he was a witness to him being up north 120 miles was also a Mason, and that's why he lied. And the attorney for the prosecution got on him, on his case, and found out that he was lying, and that's what won the case, and Dale Beckwith was found guilty.
But that was, 30 or 40 years after the crime had been committed?
Yes. And as I said, he had been tried, I think, three times, and I don't know why double jeopardy didn't apply, but that's what the story was. And it seems to be based on, you know, truth, so I don't know. If he was guilty, he should have been tried and convicted years before, but he wasn't. He kept getting off, and maybe it was because of this testimony of his fellow Mason, a Shriner. By the way, while we're talking about that, Dr.
Hold the thought there for just a moment. Yeah. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've simply been talking about the fact that in the United States, you can't get a fair trial when you have a secret society with several million members, and of course that these members, if they are in a jury, if they are a judge, if they are certainly serving as a prosecuting or a defense attorney, why, they will have to intervene. They will throw the case, or they'll lie or do anything at all to protect a fellow Mason, because that's what they're sworn to do. And really, you cannot have people who belong to a secret society who've sworn secret oaths and still have a jury system. You have to have honest people who fear God, who will come to the conclusion and to a verdict honestly, not be influenced by these secret and terrible and bloody oaths that they've sworn. So go right ahead, Ralph.
Well, there's a way that your listeners can verify this and see it, although not specifically. I'll tell you about the way that the way that you can see that they're attempting to influence a decision. Sometimes when you stop at a stoplight, you'll notice the car in front of you has got a couple of round medallions, maybe 2 inches or 3 inches across, stuck to the back trunk, not in the bumper, but above on the trunk. And they're both on the left-hand side, meaning the driver's side of the car. And you wonder, well, that's nice. And generally the square in the compass, and sometimes you'll see a Shriner, the scimitar and whatever star they have, or perhaps the Eastern Star, meaning the woman is involved in being a Mason. And you wonder what those are for. Now, why are they on the left-hand side, not on the right or spread even? They're always on the left-hand side. And the reason for that is if the policeman pulls you over or stops you for a traffic violation, he stops behind you. He gets out and walks alongside the passenger side of the car, and he's hoping... The driver of the car is hoping that he might be a Mason and see that the driver is a Mason and not give him a ticket. Now, that is not called justice, Dr. Stan.
No.
I don't have the ability to get waived on that because I'm a Mason. So there are certain people that are underneath the law, and certain others that get away with it. And I find that very offensive, that a policeman would give his fellow Mason a warning and not give him a ticket when he's certainly guilty of the crime.
Well, of course, basically, in many parts of the country, if you want to get ahead in the police force, you're a member of the police force, if you want to get ahead and promoted, why, first, you want to be a Mason.
That's correct.
The same is true in the military. This is because of the secret lodges within the military. But the fact that most people don't know about the secret lodges, the fact that most people don't know that the reason that took God and prayer out of our schools was because the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court and majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. At one time they had 8 Masons to 1 non-Mason on the United States Supreme Court during those years that they took God and prayer out of our schools. And, of course, this did not happen by accident. It happened by intent because, of course, the God that the Mason worships is a different God. They worship the great architect of the universe who is not the God of the Bible, that's for certain. And although they may have a Bible in the lodge, why, that's just a fool, the naive person who's being brought into the lodge. If you go into a Muslim country, they have a Quran. You go into a Hindu country, they have the Hindu holy books. I mean, this is an international religion because the God that they worship is the God of the world, not the God of heaven.
Dr. Stan, you know, there's been a growing concern about the Masonic Lodge and exposing what they really truly believe in. And, of course, it's having an effect on their membership. I just found a note in one of my files that they had at one time over 4 million members in America alone, and they're down now to 1.7 million. There's a commercial running on the Fox News broadcast of them trying to get you to join the Masonic Lodge. Now, that they're not supposed to do that according to their own vows and oaths that they take, but they're doing it. I've got examples of bumper stickers they're selling, and pictures of wall boards, what they call them, on the street as you drive along, those billboards advertising you to be one or ask one to be one, something like that. So they're very concerned, and I have an article in my paper files about a newspaper article that pointed out that they were thinking about closing something like 8 of their 24 burn hospitals because they're not raising enough money to support them. So they're in big trouble, and that's a great position to be because they've got to explain when we are on the offensive pointing out what they believe in, they're on the defensive, and they cannot answer our questions because they've taken oaths not to reveal their secrets. And so we expose their secrets, and they can't respond. So it's very simple to expose a Mason now, and it's happening all over the country.
Well, I really think it's a great thing, although I don't think that the average individual really understands Masonry. Certainly our churches are not telling us about this occult organization founded in the occult and, of course, preaching an occult gospel today that has such a profound impact on our government, certainly on our military, on our police force, and certainly and they actually in our churches today, because our churches will not speak out in condemnation of Masonry, because if a minister does, why, he might as well just start packing his bags. They have people planted in churches. And when you have a secret society that has people planted in churches across America to prevent the truth coming out about this secret society, we're in real trouble.
Yes, I agree with you. It might be interesting for your listeners to hear my story about what happened to me with a 32nd degree Mason who later became a 33rd. Can I tell that?
You certainly can. But, Ralph, the nice thing about our program is we can do pretty well with you want to. So you can right ahead.
Okay. Well, let me tell you this. I had this is probably 10 years ago. Well, I was writing the New World Order in 1990, so that's what now, 18 years ago. I had a phone call from a man, and he said, I understand from a friend of mine in Utah that you were in Salt Lake City talking against Masonry. And I said, well, I can tell you I haven't been in Salt Lake City for several years, but he probably watched a video of of a lecture that I gave maybe 4 or 5 years ago. So he said, well, no, he said, please understand, you're not calling because it's 2 weeks or 6 years ago. You're calling because you don't like what I'm saying about Masonry. He said, well, why are you saying, what are you saying about Masonry? I said, I'm not going to tell you. I said, oh, I'll tell you what, let me ask you this. Are you a Mason? He said, yes. 32nd degree Scottish Rite, yes. I said, then we have nothing to talk about. He said, what do you mean? He said, okay, I'll tell you what, you're going to prove my point. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about when I go out on to talking about Masonry. There are two layers inside the lodge. He said, that's not true. I said, you just proved my point. He said, what do you mean? I said, I want to reassure you, you know that there are two layers, and you're lying to me. And the reason I know you're lying is because I have found the second evidence, the second layer, inside the Masonic Lodge myself. I'm not a Mason, but I've read your own rituals, I've read your own writers, and they say there's two layers. So that means that you're going to deny it because you are in, probably inside that inner circle, and you have taken a vow not to reveal it. Now, if you don't know about it, you're going to say the same thing. There are not two layers, and that's what the average Mason tells me today. So in other words, we can't get an answer to the question about whether there's two layers from anyone. You're not going to get it from a live Mason. He might very well break down and tell you, but they've taken vows not to reveal it.
And
if they know that it's real.
I think it's very interesting. In my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, I simply quote from Manly P. Hall, and I believe it's his book, Lectures on Ancient Philosophy, which I have, and we can duplicate the pages for anybody, or it's still available from the Masonic publishing houses. And there Manly P. Hall says that Masonry is a fraternity within a fraternity. An outer fraternity of people trying to do good, having a good time, enjoying the fellowship of their fellows, but an inner fraternity where the people study the Arcanum and the Canorum. And of course, I had to look the words up, and of course, what they're talking about is the secret and the secret of secrets. And I'm sure you know that quotation very well.
Yes, I found it, Dr. Stan, probably 10 years ago.
Right.
But let me finish with this, Dr. Stan. Let's talk about what is that secret. And when you read the book, I believe it's Legenda, you'll read that at the 30th degree, this is written by Albert Pike, who wrote the rituals for all 33 degrees, he says at the 30th degree you'll learn the, quote, true purpose, unquote, of Masonry. So I went back and found that, you know, I had already had the ritual, the 30th degree ritual, and I read it. Now, understand, I'm not a Mason, I'll repeat myself, not a Mason, never been a Mason, but like you just pointed out, we can buy these books from Masons. There's a guy, at least it was several years ago, I haven't bought one recently, up in Montana, who claims to be a 32nd degree Mason, selling these books. So I bought them, I didn't lie to him, I just sent him a check, sent me the books, he didn't ask if I was a Mason, so I would have told him no, but I want to read the book. Anyway, I read the 30th degree. And I will tell you what the true purpose is, because I found it in their own literature. They take a vow with a sword in their hands to destroy Christianity, period. That is the true secret, the true purpose of Masonry. I've written a book called Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity, and you can read it with your own eyes, and if you will, verify that I'm quoting it accurately by getting a copy of the ritual and compare what I quoted with the page number that I'll give you in the book to what you read on the ritual. So that is the true secret, the Arcanum Arcanum, as you just call it, the concealed secret. They admit, by the way, in another, I think it's in Legenda as well, I could be wrong about that, it's in my book, but they admit that the Pike wrote that if the brother does not see the secret, he is ignorant. Your brothers are calling you ignorant if you don't see the secret of Masonry. Thanks a lot. Now that's not very brotherly, Dr. Stan. They call this Masons a brotherhood. It's not. If you call your brother ignorant because he's too stupid to see the secret, that's not brotherhood. Why don't you call your brother stupid?
Because Albert Pike in his writings actually talks about how they intentionally deceive the Masons. The lower levels, they intentionally deceive them because they realize if they really knew what this was all about, they would flee, you know, in terror from this organization and denounce it. So there's only a very few, I think, that really understand what it's all about. Go right ahead, Ralph.
Let me point out, Dr. Stan, how bad this is. I'll give you a good example.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
PowerPoint presentation for my laptop, and I took it in there. It was not audio, just the video, the slides. And I went through it and explained to him, with him sitting there, what it was. And I quoted from their own literature and showed him the book that I've written to prove that Masons inside that church, I don't know that they were Masons, but I'm quite likely there were. Toussaint's got Masons in it. And I said, those Masons who are in this church who have gone to the 32nd degree have taken a vow to destroy Christianity. And we should have a position on that and tell these Masons to repent of their sin and come out and then accept true Christianity, that you don't want to destroy them. And he said nothing. He said they did nothing. I went to a church in Pensacola, Florida. It was having a huge revival. fantastic success about beating people down to the from pimps and prostitutes and drug dealers and murderers and everything else were coming forth to accept the teachings of Jesus, and it was very moving. And I went to the pastor as a visitor. Now, I was dating the girl that was a member of that church, and I asked him the same question. And they were very upset. Well, I won't say very upset. They were concerned about, and they were praying for the VFW hall, catty corner across the parking lot, that was having bingo in their building once a week. And he was very concerned. They were praying for that would symbol of this gambling and et cetera, would be they to see the truth and stop doing that. And I said, Pastor, across the other corner of the parking lot is a Masonic lodge where Masons have taken a vow to destroy this church. And you're not praying. I would urge you to pray about that as well. And when you have your altar call, I would urge you, if you're going to say this, if you're a pimp or a prostitute or a drug dealer, a druggist taking drugs, please step forward and repent of your sins. I would urge you to add to that list, if you're a Mason, step forward and repent of your sins as well. Because we should not be allowing people who don't believe in, they believe in destroying the church inside our church. Why would we want them there? Now, you could say, well, we're going to repent. We're going to seek their, have them change and try to convince them. But then, Dr. Stan, we don't know who the Masons are. Except if you know what they believe in, you can see it happening and then ask them to repent. Nothing was done. The third church was about maybe 1,000 members here in Tucson. And I went to them, I took my book with me. I met the pastor twice. He said he would be looking at it. When I came back several months later, it was still on his desk, and he wouldn't open the book. Why? Why? This group has told us that they are out to destroy Christianity. It's official. I found it in their literature, and they have no interest. And I want to know why.
Well, I think you have to realize that ministers do not understand this. And certainly they've been told through the years that Masons are good people, that they're Christians. And, of course, I will tell you that any minister today in a church in this country who gets up and starts preaching against Christianity, they will infiltrate his ministry, and they will get onto his board, and they'll get rid of him. And this has happened to a number of good ministers and who had the courage to speak out, and their careers were ruined. Now, that doesn't excuse the people who are silent, but it explains why they do remain silent.
John Daniel wrote a book, and he called me, and we talked. In fact, he sent me copies after it was published. And it was a book exposing Freemasonry for what it is. And at the back of the book, he had about 6 testimonies of pastors who wrote to him, fundamental pastors, or even maybe not denominational pastors, but wrote to him and said that they spoke out on the pulpit from the about Masonry. And they were asked to leave, and then they can't get a job in that particular denomination anymore.
We carry that book. Actually, it's the book on Masonry that was written by the great evangelical minister of that time, his story of Masonry, and then, of course, and his name escapes me to recall it.
Yeah, I know, the same thing. I can't. He was one of the. He was the Billy Graham of the 1850s
right.
or 60s, or whatever it was. And he wrote a book. You're right, but that's not the book I'm talking about. John Daniel wrote his own book on Masonry.
I know, and we carry that book. Or at least we carry the second and third editions, second third volumes. Yeah. We don't carry the first one because it was out of print. And then it came back. It was just ridiculously expensive.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm telling you, Doc Stan, this is how serious this problem is. I don't think I'll give you one more story. We're just
right ahead.
Talking. There was a picture of Bob Dole it was in my local newspaper. It came from a Christian school 1 through I guess 12 in Ohio. I think since Columbus or I've forgotten now. It's not essential. But anyway, the picture was Bob Dole inside what appeared to be a patio, open air patio in the building, which is a square, and then they have this open area in the middle. And he's standing on a concrete slab, maybe 6 inches above the ground level, and there's people hanging out of the windows on the right, and in fact on his right side, and people sitting in chairs and sitting on the ground listening to Bob Dole speak when he was running for the presidency. So the article, not the article, but the caption underneath there said what church, what school it was in so-and-so city, so I got my got phone book out, or wherever it is I found the phone number, and I called and said, I'd like to talk to the principal. And the lady said, okay, and hold on. And so I waited a second, and then the pastor came on. And I said, are you also the pastor, are you the principal? He said, yes. I said, Pastor, I'm Ralph Epperson calling from Tucson, Arizona. I want you to know, just a witness to you, I'm a born-again Christian believer. I believe in Jesus. He's my Lord and Savior. And I accepted him as such, and he leads my life. And I saw this picture, and I was very curious to how that came about. And he said, well, Bob Dole was coming to my city, and the chairman of the campaign in that city called me and said, would you like to have Bob Dole speak at your school? And he said, of course. So in comes Bob Dole, and the press was there and took a picture and put it up. Bernie put it out nationwide, because Arizona, I don't know if you know this, Dr. Stan, but we're not a neighbor of Ohio. We're quite a ways away. So anyway, got my local newspaper. So I said, well, I said, please trust me. I will send you a copy of my book that I've written that proves that Bob Dole, and show you the evidence, that Bob Dole took a vow at the 30th degree on his way to the 32nd to destroy Christianity. And I don't understand, why would you invite him to speak to your school? And he said, well, I don't remember exactly what he said. I don't think he even said, well, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I said, or didn't know, whatever it was. I said, Pastor, why don't you do this? Why don't you let me come to your school? I'll pay for the trip. It won't cost you a penny. I'll fly there. You just pick me up at the airport. I'll come in and talk. I'll document my case. Let me talk to your school and show them what I had discovered from your own literature. He said, oh, I don't think I can do that. Now, why? Why? I hung up, and I was very courteous, please. I never got angry. I said, well, Pastor, I'm submissive to your authority. It's your school, not mine. However, I think you're making a mistake, and I would urge you to reconsider. But if you decide later on you want to call me, I'm Ralph Epperson in Tucson. And I hung up and went away. And then it dawned on me. Now, I have no proof of this. Please understand. I cannot. It's just a belief. And I theorized that probably the man running his campaign in Ohio was a fellow Mason. And probably the pastor in that church, in that school, was a Mason. That's why I called him. I don't know that. There's no way. It's just a theory, but it sure seems to fit the evidence. Why would he not allow me to come? He can verify I was going to a church. I would have given him the name of the pastor. Call him and ask him what he thinks about Ralph Epperson. I know the pastor. Call him and ask him. And read my book. I'll send you a copy. No, he didn't want to do that.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Zernia Ralph has just been talking about what happens when you try to expose Masonry. And, of course, these people are secret. They have secret lodges. They have secret membership many times. And, of course, they have infiltrated our churches. They've infiltrated every aspect of our society to spread their gospel, which is not the gospel of Jesus Christ, because they worship a different God. Now, before we go on, Ralph, I'd like you to go ahead and get your telephone number out tell our listeners how they can get your material. We do actually carry three books that Ralph has written, The Unseen Hand, The New World Order, and Masonry, The Conspiracy to Destroy Christianity. Is that the right title?
Yeah, Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity.
Conspiracy Against. We carry those books. We think they're important, but he has a lot of other literature. So would you like to get the information on that out?
Well, you're very kind, Dr. Stan. Yes, please. By the way, I would urge any Mason or pastor who's doesn't know about Masonry or wants to know, or a pastor who is a Mason, please call me. Understand, I'm a Christian gentleman. I don't get angry. I don't get mad. I don't shout. I don't accuse anybody. I just lay out the evidence. You can call me on my 800 number. I mean, I'll pay for the call. It's 800-422-3888. 800-422-3888. Anyone can call. If you're a Mason and want to talk about this, please call me. I'd love to talk to you. I will show you from my own research what your group believes in. I found it. I'm not hiding it. I've got it. It's public, and you can read it as well. And if you want to go to my website, it's Ralph-Epperson with two P's, EPPERSON.com. Ralph-Epperson.com. Go there and do some browsing. Oh, I got another quick story, Dr. Stan, if you're entertaining stories again.
All right, fine, but let's go ahead and put our telephone number out, then you tell your story. The number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast, of California at 464-8295 if you'd like to give us a call if you have a question for Ralph. But go ahead with your story, Ralph.
This will take but a minute. It's very quick. I had a phone call just a matter of probably 4 or 5 months ago from a pastor in a church in someplace in western Massachusetts, and I was very pleased in that liberal state to find a pastor. And I said, why are you interested? He said, I read your book, The Unseen Hand. In fact, I teach from it from the pulpit. And I said, well, God bless you. That's you're very courageous. He said, I'd like to have you come to speak to my church. I said, well, Pastor, I want you to know that I've gone a lot further than that, and I would urge you, if you don't know, please, I don't want to come there unless you know about the rest of the things that I've discovered since I wrote The Unseen Hand. So I sent him a catalog, and I said, please keep in touch, and I'll understand this, by the way, Pastor, if you find out that it's not something you wish to have me come speak about, I'm submissive, as I'm taught by my Lord and Savior Jesus, not to be critical, and I will understand. But if you want to, I can assure you I will come with documentation for all of my claims. And so I sent him a catalog, and I never heard from him again. Now, once again, I don't know. I would only presume that as he's reading through my catalog, he found out a book called Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity, and said, I don't want my church to know that. I don't know. I have to admit, I'm just guessing, but I never heard from him again.
Well, of course, we get not asked to a lot of places as well. Anyway, because your message and my message are not that necessarily popular, people don't want to really realize the degree of occultism and supernatural worship that really goes on in America today. Because, you see, Masonry is really the modern-day manifestation of Gnosticism. And you need to learn about Gnosticism. You need to learn what the Gnostics really believe. We suggest some of our tape sets on Satanism, deliverance, or on the supernatural, or on Masonry. We have all sorts of information on Masonry, as well as Ralph's books. We think they're important. If you'd like to call us, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But let's go to Mike calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Hi, Stan. You know, for the question about churches that don't want to expose Freemasonry, I just wonder if someone could check and see how many Masons are large donors in those churches, and the pastor just doesn't want to shake the tree.
Well, I think that the Masons have been told to infiltrate the churches. They have, because they realize, of course, in the churches are people who would take a stand against this Luciferian religion if they knew. But the average Christian does not know because the minister doesn't tell him. I remember one time you and I went to the same church here in Santa Cruz, a very large church, growing church, and they brought in experts on cults. So this fellow spent a full day talking about cults. It was a great talk, but he didn't mention Masonry. And I asked him afterwards, why don't you mention Masonry when you talk about, the Jehovah's Witnesses, and you talk about the New Age, and you talk about Mormonism, but why don't you want to talk about the Masons, which is the largest, most powerful secret society, occult organization in the United States today, indeed, one of the largest and most powerful organizations in the world today. And he sort of paled and he said, oh, we're afraid to talk about that, you know. That's too controversial. Well, Mike, anything else you want to say?
I want to ask Mr. Epperson a question. If he's read a book by George Michanowski, The Once and Future Star.
It does ring a bell, but I don't remember whether I read it and, you know, didn't get much out of it or whatever. But I know that I've heard about the book.
Okay. Well, it's a fairly scientific book, astronomical, a book on astronomy, straightforward for the most part. The idea being that there was this star, which was probably more likely a supernova, that appeared for only a few years, some 5,000 years ago, and it would have been visible from Babylon due south over the Persian Gulf. So it really was more directly over the southern hemisphere, but visible from that part of the northern hemisphere, and like I said, for only a few years. And the idea in our times is that this supernova, there's a big theory that it could reappear. And I just wondered ever since, it's been about 12 or so years since I read it, and I've wondered ever since if that was the marker for the beginning of the Masonic calendar.
I don't know, Mike, but thanks very much for calling. Okay. Have any thoughts at all about that?
No, I just don't know.
All right, fine. Well, so go ahead and explore some of the other things that are going on. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Ralph, who's certainly one of the most knowledgeable people I know on Masonry. Why, of course, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I think people should understand Masonry is only one of a number of secret societies. They exist. The Rosicrucians are here. But after all, Masonry is simply a modern-day manifestation of the ancient Rosicrucian religion, of the ancient Templars, of the religion of the Illuminati. They are all part and parcel of the mystery religions. And Albert Pike actually makes it very clear that all of this continuity of ideas, he traces it back to ancient Egypt and ancient Babylon and ancient Assyria, and there have always been secret societies that have carried on the tradition and carried on the secret. And, of course, what is the secret? Well, the secret is there's a power out there that you can tap into, a supernatural power that will give you wealth and fame and everything you ever hoped for. But, of course, they never talk about the price.
Dr. Stan, if I may, just for those Christians who are saying that I don't believe what you're saying, Ralph, or I don't care to look into it, I want to remind you of what Proverbs 18:13 says. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13, from the King James Version, "He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him." In other words, I remember one of the first things that I read that got me involved in reading more and studying was one of these Hallmark posters that you buy and stick on the wall, and it's very pretty, and it maybe got flowers or something on it. It said, "Indian prayer, grant that I may not criticize my neighbor until I walk 3 miles in his moccasins," or something to that effect. Now, what does that mean? You can't know why I'm saying what I'm saying unless you answereth it, read it, heareth it. You've got to look into it and then decide. Last night I went to a meeting, and there was a young couple there that wanted to know who I was and what I was doing, and so we talked, and I kept saying this, please. The woman was very apprehensive, and I said, understand this. I know I'm saying things here briefly. I've got a 3-hour DVD that you need to watch, and I'm going to send you a copy. And so finally, I said, sit down and watch it as if you're on a jury, and that's what I'm asking you to do about my book, Masonry Conspiracy Against Christianity. Read it yourself, and then decide whether I'm right or wrong. That's like being on a jury. And I ask people in all my videos and lectures, whenever I speak, please do that today or tonight when I'm talking. Open up and just listen. You're on a jury, and hear the evidence. You can't decide halfway through or even at the beginning that I'm wrong and I should be, you know, a lunatic. You've got to hear the evidence. And then if you want to call me a lunatic, at least you were fair enough to hear the evidence. So you've got to hear with it before you answer with it. And that's what the scriptures teach. And it makes enormous sense to me.
Well, I think, of course, our friend Chris Pinto had put together a couple of DVDs. The first one's called The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. The second is called The Riddles in Stone, going into the secret architecture of our nation's capital and all of the signs of the zodiac that are there and all of the occult symbology all over Washington, D.C. In fact, the basic occult layout of Washington, D.C., and really, those DVDs have had, I think, a tremendous impact. In fact, it was very interesting. The History Channel and the Discovery Channel were running all sorts of programs to try to neutralize that sort of thing and getting even conservative Christians or people known as conservative Christians to writing books, trying to essentially play down the Masonic influence that was here in the United States at the time this country was founded. And I'm not saying that it was the dominant force, but it was certainly a very, very real force. There was a Christian element. There was a Masonic element. And that struggle has always been going on here in the United States. Only today, the Masonic or the occult element isn't total working control. And that is what the people don't understand. But the people on the other side are frightened to death that the American people are waking up, the fact that Masonry has lost so many members, and the fact that the History Channel and the Discovery Channel must have invested, you know, millions of dollars to produce some very, very dramatic documentaries to try to neutralize the DVDs that we carry, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, and Riddles in Stone. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle, and there are two sides, and you have to be awfully sure which side you're on. And, of course, when you stand before the gates of heaven, you're going to be basically, I have to justify, you know, the fact that you really didn't care enough to take a stand in this spiritual battle. And, of course, the whole idea is that if we can convince Christians that all they have to do is just say a little prayer and they're going to get into heaven, I think it's going to take an awful lot more than that to be justified for our sinful nature.
Did you know, Dr. Stan, that I was on the History Channel?
You told me you were, and basically...
Yes, that video is on Google Video. You can watch it. You're absolutely right. If I may, just before we end, talk about that, because it was very revealing. I was called, I live in Tucson, Arizona, and I was called by a crew of three people who make movies and videos for the History Channel. They live in England, and they were coming to the United States, and they asked me to be on as part of a documentary on the secret symbols behind the dollar bill. And I said, tell me when and where, and I was invited to come. They paid for my flight and my hotel room. I went to Baltimore. They were in Washington, D.C., and so they took pictures in Washington, D.C. that were pertinent to what we were going to say. And when they came, they interviewed me for an hour and a half and on camera, and they cut it down to about 10 or 12 minutes, part of the one-hour program, which is fine. But here's the thing that was interesting. One of the three was a younger man. He was reading the book, New World Order book, and they were very sympathetic to allowing me to say what I wanted to say. And I urged them as we finished, I said, if you understand what I'm trying to do here by educating, I said, you can make me look like a fool by editing my comments, but you can also be helpful. So I would urge you, if you care about what I'm saying and believe that I'm right, do me every favor you can. And so when I watched it, I was rather apprehensive. I said, oh, boy, here we go. And I was very pleased that they let me say the things that I wanted to say in the hour and a half that were the pertinent things, and they put that on their video. It's called Decoding the Past, and then something about secrets of the dollar bill. I would urge your listeners, you can go there, anyone, and watch it for free. It's an hour long. It's the actual transcript or the actual photocopy they put on the air. They were showing it about every month or two.
All right, fine. And so where can we see that on the Internet?
Google Video.
Google Video. I know. What should we ask for?
You ask for, once you go there, type in decoding the past, and then type in something about dollar bill.
All right, fine. Let's go to Bud, who's calling from Michigan. Hi, Bud. How are you doing?
Not bad. How are you
doing? I'm doing just fine.
I had a question about Freemasonry.
Go ahead. We'll ask Ralph. Go ahead.
I was wondering if he had, in his research, had found any evidence about any, like, prominent televangelists or pastors or, you know, being members of Freemasonry. Because I've found a couple of web pages where people have said that some of these people are in Freemasonry. I was just wondering if he knew anything about that.
No, let me say this. The only sources that I want to believe in are the Masonic Lodge. I mean, their own sources. There's emails floating around that certain individuals, I won't even start the rumors, are Masons. And they don't document it by certifying or stating from some sort of Masonic source. So I disregard it. So I don't know of any that I can think of that are worldwide. There's rumors that a lot of them are, and I'm just going to leave it at that because I don't want to start rumors. But I don't know what to do with it until I can verify it with their own literature. The pictures of Bob Dole are in the Masonic magazines showing him at meetings inside the temple. It clearly says Bob Dole, 33rd degree Mason, etc. And I know the names of many other senators and congressmen and presidents who have been Masons. like Harry Truman was a 33rd degree Mason. And you can verify that. There's a picture of him in the Independence Hall where his library is on the wall, as I remember, of him in his Masonic attire. But I don't know of any evangelists that worldwide, you know, world-renowned, that are Masons.
And, of course, I think we have to be very careful, Bud. I think that Ralph is very wise. I've heard all those rumors as well, but, you know, unless you can document it, why, certainly you don't want to try to utilize the information because you discredit yourself, that doesn't mean that they haven't infiltrated the church. We know they've infiltrated the church, and they place their people in top positions. At one time, 40% of the Southern Baptist ministers in the Southern Baptist Convention were members of a Luciferian society. And did they all know what they were doing? I don't think so. But I think that some of them did, and that's why they were in the Christian church. We'll be back in just a moment here with Ralph Epperson.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
They're very good entertainment, but they're also very important because, of course, it will give you the information you're not going to get elsewhere. And I'm sure that the other side spent many millions of dollars to try to counteract what is brought forth in those two DVDs. And then, of course, we have books, Masonry Beyond the Light. We have A Scarlet and the Beast, Volumes 2 and Volumes 3, put out by John Daniels. We carry, of course, Charles Finney was the evangelist. We carry his story on Masonry and the background of Masonry. And we really have a number of books on this subject. We have four tape sets on Masonry. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But for a brief course in Masonry and the occult, I know of no better source of information than my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We do carry Ralph's books, The Hidden Hand, The New World Order, and Masonry, the Plot Against Christianity. That's the Unseen Hand, the New World Order, and The Plot Against Christianity. They're excellent books, and we recommend them, or we wouldn't carry them if we didn't think that there is a great deal of important information in the books. Now, our telephone number again is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like information on long-term storage food, why, we'd be glad to send you information. Just give us a call. If you'd like information on obtaining the Berkey water filters or having extra water filters around, which everybody with a Berkey should have, why, give us a call. And then, of course, if you'd like a list of the health products that my wife and I, Barbara and I, take that I think are important, and certainly I think everybody should have a good supply of these on hand, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Again, we, of course, recommend the DVD put out by, actually, Alex Jones. It's called Failed Enemies. We have the final countdown, the two volumes of that, each with five DVDs in it by Billy Crone, going into the spiritual aspects of what's going on. And for, I think this is an excellent rundown. They're very professionally done, very well done, and we certainly think that it's well worthwhile listening to. And then, of course, we carry the DVD, the Kinsey Syndrome. It's put out by Chris Pinto. We, of course, carry the DVDs on the Liberty, the destruction of the USS Liberty. One is called The Loss of Liberty. The other is called Dead in the Water, a BBC production that really goes into the background of the attack on the Liberty and the involvement of people in the White House at the highest levels of our government in an effort to kill American servicemen so they could justify going to war with Egypt. People say, how could such a terrible thing happen? I would simply ask, how could you possibly send all those boys over to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Vietnam because of the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which never occurred? Who's been held responsible for all those deaths and the deaths of a million South Vietnamese and the deaths of 2 million North Vietnamese in a totally unnecessary war? Well, of course, it was fought for entirely different purposes than the American people were ever allowed to know, because we were financing the North Vietnamese indirectly all during the war. And if you haven't read our little pamphlet, The Capitalist-Communist Alliance, The Communist-Capitalist Alliance, let me recommend you get it. Our pamphlets, well, we have a great new one on Ron Paul, certainly the wisdom of Ron Paul. And then we have a new one on the Oil Deception. It's simply a compilation of five of our newsletters, but they're so handy to have on hand. You need this information. You need to help us get it out. Our telephone number again is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our internet programs 9 hours a day, and then please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
There are many people asking questions. There are many people asking why. There are many people paying attention. There are many now who see the veil lie.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you're situated on this great, big, beautiful blue globe floating through the void of Yah's creation. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of December, 2008, and oh my gosh, the media wonks have been pantsed. They have been...